With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. Official practices for the Prescott Cardinals baseball team begin on Monday, April 19th. But that doesn't mean that the Cardinals haven't been hard at work. As we've talked about quite a bit with many of the coaches so far this spring, spring coaches have gotten an extra 15 contact days with kids, which aren't necessarily mandatory for the kids to attend, but really helps with the coaches and players that missed the entire 2020 season due to COVID. Now the Cardinals are over the halfway point in their contact days, and head coach Jeff Ryan gives fans an update as the Cardinals approach that first official practice.
Well, you know, again, we, like so many other people, of course, with no baseball season last year, I think there are a lot of coaches that are heading into the year with a lot of question marks, and we certainly have a lot of question marks. Now, speaking at the varsity level, I'm not talking about incoming ninth grade class, but at the varsity level, upperclassmen, we only have one kid or one person, Austin Fox, who lettered as a sophomore, so we have essentially an entire new team. People ask me, how's the team look? And I says, well, when we figure out what that team's going to be, it'll be an easier question for me to at least try to answer. But we have so many spots, so many competitive spots. And that's a good thing. I think when you have seven people vying for three infield positions, it makes for good competition. I think sometimes, you know, you have to kind of make sure that there isn't any kind of infighting or any kind of nastiness during that process. But I think it's been good. There are a lot of kids who right now are candidates for starting positions. And, you know, for me to say anybody's name other than Austin Fox as a varsity player, I'm throwing darts and I'm not hitting the bullseye. So a lot of questions, a lot of good candidates for positions. And we hope by the end of April that there'll be a solid team in place. One of the things I do know is that we will have a lot of pitching. That's one thing that, of course, is you need a lot of pitching in this day and age. And that's one of the things that Coach Matzik has just been phenomenal at doing, is not just, you know, identifying the arms, but also, of course, coaching the kids up. But we'll have a good, solid group of pitchers. That's one thing I think where we'll have considerable amount of depth. The other defensive positions, a lot of good candidates for open positions.
With only one returning varsity player coming back in Austin Fox, and we know he's a great leader from what he did on both sides of the football field. But when it comes to other leaders, Coach Ryan may have to rely on some of the leaders from other sports that were able to play, and also let some of these kids carve out their own niche when it comes to leadership on the baseball field. That's also been a fun dynamic to watch during this coach's contact period. We all hope more leaders continue to step up.
Yeah, you always hope for that. You know, one of the things that we do a lot of is a lot of self-evaluation. We've got next week, the kids will do a self-leadership evaluation. Then a couple days later, they'll do a teammate evaluation. So a lot of these kids perhaps might not believe or might not see themselves as leaders, but perhaps their teammates might. You know, that's one of the things, too, that you look to happen early on in the season. You know, during our contact days, you know, typically, as you would expect, you're going to have the upperclassmen, especially seniors, kind of grabbing the bull by the horns, getting equipment ready or getting the kids moving. But during the season, once it starts officially, you know, on the 19th, it'll be interesting to see if other kids emerge as leaders by example. A vocal leader, again, one of those leaders that just, you know, personifies what it means to be a leader. In all the years I've been coaching, you know, there have been a lot of players over the years that have really fit that leadership mold, and you have some kids that have kind of established a template for what leadership looks like. You know, and I always say this, a Bill Brookshaw, who was not a vocal, screaming, yelling type of leader, he just did the work and did it intensely. And so there's different ways to lead. There's the silent, intense leader like Bill Brookshaw, then there's the verbose, clapping, screaming, yelling, encourager type like Eric Tobias pitched at St. Olaf. So that's always really, really interesting to see who emerges. And as you said, you know, there have been kids who have been participating in fall sports and some in some winter sports. You know, if those behaviors were on display during those seasons, one would think that it would carry over to the spring. So it's always interesting to watch that whole dynamic, you know, the whole emergence of the leader and what type of leaders you can have, because of course you have to have leadership in order to have success. So we're hoping for it. We'll see what happens.
The last couple of weeks, we've talked about a couple of area baseball players making noise at the collegiate level. And of course, the Cardinals have one Division I player in Peter Brookshaw, who's having a great season at North Dakota State University. Coach Ryan has been following Brookshaw very closely this year and gives us an update.
Yeah, it's been really been a lot of fun to watch. Thank goodness for technology. You know, I've been able to, last weekend when they played at Oral Roberts, I was able to watch all four games. Been following them since they started, and they're off to a really good start. The best start in team history. They're 16-6. They're in second place in the Summit League, and Peter's right around 300. He's at 3 home runs. He's second on the team in RBIs. He's near the top in hits and playing great second base. He's gotten bigger since high school, you know, not vertically, but horizontally. I mean, he's gotten bigger. He's becoming one of those blocks of granite, you know, your classic middle infield, college baseball, D1 player, blocks of granite, and that's what he is. He's really, really off to a really good start. He's batting number two, and, you know, people around the Summit League and people around the Midwest are becoming aware of what he can do and what he does. He's got big dreams, and it's fun to have a kid like that have so much success. You like to see good things happen to good people, and he certainly is a good person. I say enough good things about him, not just as a player, but as a person. He's been so good to my son, Ken, and I mean, it's just, he's been great. He's an outstanding young man. That's a person that the community should be very proud of.
Of course, Brookshaw is another one of those collegiate players that very well could play at the next level.
That's his goal, and again, he's a pretty driven kid. You know, we talk about as a basketball player, too. I mean, there are a number of people that thought that he could have played Division I basketball. I don't know if it would have been, you know, top of the line Big Ten, but there have been a lot of places I'm sure they'd be very interested in having Peter Brookshaw on their basketball team at the D1 level. Yeah, you know, I know that that's his goal. His goal is to get paid to play. Now, wherever that takes him, who knows, but that's what he wants to do. Like I said, he's an easy kid to root for. It's always good as a coach when you can point to alumni. And I, you know, it's one of the things I think is really, really important. I try to stress that to all always connect your alumni to the kids who are currently wearing the uniforms. I think it's a really, really important thing to do. All alumni, all people who leave Prescott or graduate from Prescott want to be remembered and to remind people of those who came before them that wore the same hats and had success. I think that's a good thing to do, and that's one of the things I make it a point to do, because if you can't celebrate the people who have played your sport previously and applaud the accomplishments and the accolades of teams of 3 years ago or 13 years ago or 20 years ago or 40 years ago, I don't really think you're doing your job. I think it's really, really important to do that, because those are the people that you have to kind of brag about. Those local heroes are real heroes to young kids, and I think we need to laud those kids even more.
We'll have more on the Cardinal baseball team next week. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.